Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 yes. WGN. All right. The real guy is in the studio with us now,
finally.
The real one?
Thank
you. Vic Salerno, Director of Sportsbook Operations for BetChicago.com. And Vic, thank you for coming in because we have, we've talked about you almost every day on this program. Since we first met you, and about
you made an impression.
You did
quite the impression,
and about how we kind of sort of covet you a little bit in the sense that you know we want to know what you know, and we want to have the spirit and the energy that you have for sports in a way that where we can actually make our money back. That's what we want.
This is a major moment for us.
Where's Kevin?
He's right next to you.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
So this is outstanding. You got the favorite tonight and over?
I
got
to hear what you say first.
Okay. Don't be afraid to bet an underdog once in a while.
All right.
You see what just happened right there?
Hey, how about the Bears? I think they're 6-1 straight up against the spread, right?
Yes.
Over the last seven?
And another dog last night and under wins.
Look at that.
I don't understand anything of just what was
see,
that
now
there
what was hold on, excuse me. No, hold on a second. Excuse me. Now, in terms of dogs, like last night, I was thinking, you got to take the dog. You got to take the under. Yep. And I on the money line last night, knew the money line last night because they're going to win. They're going to win.
I agree with you, and I thought they were going to win.
Yeah.
They played a hell of a game. It was one of the most exciting games. People should learn that games go under, and you should bet them under once in a while.
See, but life's too short to bet the under.
No, it's not. I wouldn't be here if some games didn't go under.
You'd be under if they
were. I would be under.
Now I understood that. That was one thing I understood.
See, I understand. So in other words, so that dog is the person, the team that you think is going to lose the game, right?
Okay. The underdog.
That's the underdog.
Got it. Okay.
Right. And the under is a lot of games like for tonight, for example, tonight you got a really important game for the Bears tonight. You got the Vikings in Seattle against the Seahawks.
Right.
Go Seattle.
You want Seattle to win this because you want the Vikings not to win so that they're another game back from the Bears here.
Correct.
Right? Okay. So
for the playoff picture.
And Seattle's very tough at home, very loud stadium at night especially, right?
Yes, it is.
Do we know what the weather is tonight?
I don't, but I bet it's not as cold as here.
I'll get the weather report.
Kev, get the weather, would you? This is very important.
How big of a deal is that on the games, the weather reports?
So. Well, look at the Rams last night coming here. It didn't look like they were too comfortable.
That's weather for you.
Right.
47 right now in Seattle.
Is it raining?
Precipitation, yeah. But No, 6%. So no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Dry and 40. That's good football weather right there. Yes. That's a dry track.
So we're looking at Seattle, the favorite tonight, by three?
Three and a half, yes.
Three.
Well, what do you got? Oh, Vic, come on, don't hit me with the hook. What do you got? You got three or three and a half? What do I got?
Well, I think you should take the three even.
Three even?
Honest.
Are you going to have to buy it down?
You might have to.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Minus 110?
I've only been to one bar tonight, so I don't know what
the line
is.
I'm just saying, if you and I were making this transaction right now, what would it cost me to get three?
$1.20.
$1.20. Oh, look at you.
I'm all heart.
I'm going to call him Vig now instead of Vic. What's going on there? All right. So it's 120. All right. So I got to spend $120 to win $100. I'm just going to help you with
this. Okay. Thank you.
I got to spend $120 to win $100. If this were all legal in Illinois, which we're going to make it legal in Illinois. Yeah. Sports betting is now going to be legal around the country. In New Jersey, we could be doing this. We could have had this conversation, right?
That's correct. Yeah. I already have three accounts there. So.
Right. And I have a friend who just picked up, who just turned us on the internet in New Jersey, so it's totally legal what we're doing here. So I would have to spend $120 to make $100 if I bet Seattle, and now what has to happen here is Seattle has to win by three or more.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if they win just by three, it's a push. So
nobody wins.
Nobody wins anything.
Do you win at that point? No, you don't.
No, we have to give the money back, the whole 120.
The whole 120 bucks back,
terrible.
Right. So what we're going to do is we're going to I want to do it because now what he tried to sell me there was the hook, which means that if it's 3, I lose, but if it's 4, I win. The difference for example, if it was 27-23, I would win the game.
Mm-hmm. The hook ensures someone will win.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Mostly Vic. Now, Vic, let us
man's gotta eat.
Do I look
I've got
like
kids.
Although I will say this, that the bookies had taken, like, 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago, the bookies took terrible bad beats, right? And I don't think yesterday was particularly great for the book.
Not when nine underdogs win and seven win the game outright. No, the books usually do pretty well. It's hard for a person to bet the underdog in a game. They just feel the other team superior.
Right.
And it's hard to bet on a team you think is bad. When you go in it, not so much the Bears. I thought the Bears were a very live dog yesterday, but then you take the Dolphins and then you see that Miami miracle.
Oh, gosh, that was a miracle.
Oh, yeah. You have no idea what that did to me yesterday watching that come down.
I watched it over and over.
Wasn't it 5-2? Didn't they cover?
Yes. Well, the problem was that New England was going to go in, and they ran the ball three times, and then they sacked Brady. And they would have gone up to cover the spread, and then it turned all around, and they wound up not only not covering the spread, but they lost the game outright.
Outright, yeah, outright.
By
outright.
1 point, right? There was
well, the game by one, but that.
Oh
God,
matter.
Vic, to have Miami on the money line. Oh God, well, I can't even think about it. That would have paid me probably 140, right?
Oh, more than that. We would have got about 3-1 on that.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
they were like, well,
so I'd have bet $100. On Miami to win the thing outright, mm-hmm. and I would have gotten 3-1 to get to 300-1.
Oh, wow.
How about the Raiders yesterday beating Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm. Well, what did that go for?
Well, they were like a 14-point favorite, 15-point favorite. So look at that, and they won outright.
What was that? What would that have paid? Do you think? Do you know?
Right up there with
300.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh God. Okay.
Ro gets upset when he misses some opportunities.
Listen,
make a little cash.
I have when I started in the horse racing business, a guy, a very wise man, mm-hmm. once told me, he goes, the less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
that's very true, because I put it a different way. The only time you lose is when you win, because you don't get paid as much as you're supposed to get paid, because they're taking anywhere up to 20% or more out of the bet.
Are you saying go big or go home?
See, what we're saying here, this is like Yoda is what's going
really
on
is.
Here. It's sort of like, I don't understand a word of what's going on here, but you do. Once if you start betting on sports, like you can legally do in New Jersey, you start to learn these aphorisms, because they start to make some sort of sense. Because if you don't want to, like, let's just say if you decide, like, on a, like, let's call it, all right, a team. Let's say I'm Seattle tonight. Let's say, well, I don't know, because Minnesota, they're playing for something and they're there. So I think I'm just going to bet $50. And let's say Seattle blows them out. You're like, God, I wish I bet $500. So you would have lost all the difference between betting $500 versus $50.
It's always woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah, for sure. That should be that. Actually, you should have three Mercedes. One with the license plate woulda, and then coulda, and shoulda.
You got it.
Here you go, Ro. Here's a little nugget for tonight, courtesy of Bet Chicago. Seattle, profitable lately, 6-1-1 against the spread in their last eight.
Okay, see, now that's the thing about, let me just, a little plug for Bet Chicago, because that's your, I know you do this, you're big time, Vic. But the Bet Chicago website, if you go on that, now I've been doing this last couple of weeks, you know, on Sunday mornings, just for entertainment purposes.
Of course, that's what we thought.
And I look to see, and they do have, they're looking at the same sort of stuff. I mean, you're putting this in, Vic, the same sort of stuff that all the books are looking at in Vegas, right? The differentials here.
That's correct. What Bet Chicago, what we're trying to do here is we want to be one of the operators in Illinois. We feel it's a great state, and we feel that we have more educated people here. So it should be a real challenge and a great opportunity. I mean, we have a little population here, so I think it's going to be
great. You want to bet $20 on a football game? I mean, look at all the other stuff that goes on in this country that people are doing bad things.
What's the big deal?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Do you think it's like marijuana, though? It's just eventually going to be in every single state, and we're just sort of holding it off?
Legally, you're holding it off, but it's here right now. You want to go out for a drink, and I'll get you a bet down, too, probably within three, 4 minutes.
Three, 4 minutes? What are you doing?
that long? I'm sorry. Yeah. Maybe shorter.
I mean, right. And people, they go on, they have these apps and stuff that they go on, right. and everybody's right. using them, and they're offshore, and that's, or they got a guy, and then the guy shows up at a car wash, and, you know, you go, I got to get my car wash. I end up at a car wash, and everybody's paying everybody else $20, whatever it is.
And realistically, there's so much already in place in Illinois to do this if you actually physically want to go somewhere and do it. I mean, think about all the OTBs. Think about all the racetracks. Think about the casinos already. In the state. I mean, it's all there, waiting for it.
You have the infrastructure's already here. It's just getting the lawmakers off their rear ends to get this done, get it through, and let everybody start making a little bit and helping. Right.
Now, one of the questions that always comes up in this is, why would I leave my bookie? If I have to go to the state, let's say I, you know, I live downtown, and then, you know, maybe I'm going to drive out to Hawthorne or something because that's going to be close, and they got all the screens up, and it's going to be beautiful, and you're going to be able to watch all these, you know, the games like on a Sunday. Why would I do that if I'm going to make less money than if I go to
pay
my
a premium too? Yeah.
Well, you really shouldn't. You should probably stay with them in those conditions. But I think that will change the outlook by the legislature. And that's a very good point, Ro, that when the legislatures get around to taxing us and all the license fees and everything mm-hmm. else, they should be more reasonable for us. And that's the only way we can compete. Now, there's other ways to do it. When you go and you look at ESPN or any of these that are using sites offshore, and they're advertising ESPN is using lines that are offshore, and they could cut that down, which would help us too. But you still have to give value to the customer. The customers are smart. They're going to figure out, I don't want to win $90 when I can win $100 over here offshore.
Especially over time.
The only thing is why somebody would. It is legal, and they are guaranteed of getting paid. And a lot of times, depending on, or timely getting paid, I should say.
And you know what? It's also a lot safer, too, in a sense, because you're only going to take a bet where somebody's actually presenting the money. You're not creating credit lines and stuff like that, which is where guys can, where men and women who have gambling problems get hurt, right?
Yes. Well, it's good, especially because here we really, I found out over my career that really the mobile wagering is the way to go because everybody has an account. And as far as the people that could be addicted to it or have gambling problems, we're tracking them. We will limit them to certain amounts, mostly ones that they put upon themselves before they get in and they're chasing.
Yeah, you know, chasing. Oh, yeah.
Chasing.
But the sports book experience is so fun too. That's another factor into doing it.
Oh,
I mean, you go to Vegas and hang out at a sports book for 8 hours and watch sports. I mean, that's a whole nother attraction, I think, for people. Well, yeah, you have this
start
bookie, quote bookie, but if you could actually go to a sports book and experience like a really great with 100 screens in front of you, the easy the availability to just walk up to a counter and place a bet, I think that will attract a lot of people as well.
Yes, and I think places like here, or the racetracks here, or some of the venues will duplicate that. Why? I mean, in Las Vegas, it's a really great attraction, March Madness.
It's awesome.
It's great. It is the best, especially the first 4 days of the tournament.
I always get there and I have to bet Australian steeplechase, though, because it's the only thing that's on when I'm actually in the sports book. And I'm like, wait, well, I'm there like on a Saturday morning, and like in the spring when there's nothing going on. The college basketball hasn't even started. And sort of like, all right, well, go ahead. I don't know anything about this, but I'm willing to place a bet.
You might have a problem.
I might have a problem. You know what? It's not a gambling problem as much as it's a common sense problem, Vic. And that's really where. And just ask anybody in my life, and they'll tell you that. The great Vic Salerno, thank you so much for being here.
Been a pleasure, especially coming in here. You got lovely offices, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. Anytime.
BetChicago.com.
BetChicago.com is the place to go.
If you want to know about it, it's also a good place if you're. You want to be around a bunch of guys or friends or whatever it is, and you want to get into an argument about sports on a specific game about what it is. Bet Chicago's got great detail on everything that you could possibly imagine in sports. So it's like, you know, you'll know about a guy who's injured in a game that maybe nobody else is thinking about.
Very important.
Yeah.
Who would have thought to bet a defensive tackle in your fantasy contest to score last night? Not by a run, but by a pass.
Seriously.
Right. Yeah. Think about that.
One of the greatest plays of all time.
Isn't that fun?
It was.
Isn't that fun? All right. Yeah. Vic, thank you so much.
We're
huge fans, Vic.
We are.
Huge fans.
Okay.
Vic Salerno. I mean, now he's trying to get out of here without us trying to hug him. All right. Let's talk to, let's find out. It's Dan Kleppen. What's coming up in the news at the top of the hour?
New contract approval means that teachers will be going back to the classrooms tomorrow.